Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillment of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Joshua chapter 10 and verse 1. Hallelujah. Praise be to the living God. Now it came to pass when Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, and had gone to, and done to Jericho and her king as he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them, that they feared greatly because Gibeon was a great city as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. Wherefore Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent unto Hoham, king of Hebron, and unto Piram, king of Jarmuth, and unto Japhia, king of Lachish, and unto Debir, king of Eglon, saying, Come up unto me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it hath made peace with Joshua and the children of Israel. Therefore the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon, they gathered themselves together and went up, they and all their host, and encamped before Gibeon and made war against it. And the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp to Gilgal, saying, Slack not thine hand from thy servants. Come up to us quickly and save us and help us, for all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly and went up from Gilgal all night. And the Lord discomfited them that before Israel, and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goeth up to Beth Aaron, and smote them to Azekah and to Makkedah. And it came to pass as they fled from before Israel and were among the going down of the Beth Aaron, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them into Azekah, and they died. And they were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day of the when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou, moon, in the valley of Ahalon. And the sun stood still and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Will you stretch your hands this way today and pray for me today? My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I come before your throne today, dear God. I seek your divine wisdom, your divine knowledge. I seek your unction, dear God, your anointing to be upon me as your vessel. Use me today, Father, that I might glorify your name. Use me today, dear God, as your vessel through which your word might flow. And allow, dear God, your word to go forward today in a way under the anointing, in a way that would magnify and glorify your name above all the earth. And let it go up into the throne room of heaven, dear God, before your nostrils as a word of praise and magnifying of your name. And let everyone under the sound of my voice today, dear God, hear this word. Let them take it under themselves. Let them receive it today, dear God, and let it be a source of strength, of encouragement. Let it be a nourishment of their souls and bodies. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Back in the day, when I was first credentialed as a minister in the Church of God, there was three levels of ministry available, three levels of ministry license. The first level was called an exhorter. Exhort means to strongly encourage or urge someone to do something. Today, my message is intended to be an exhortation. An exhortation is an address or a communication emphatically urging someone to do something. Today, I want to strongly encourage you or emphatically urge you to think about how big the God is that you serve. Amen. Amen. Adonai Zedek, the king of Jerusalem, was very afraid because Joshua had taken the armies of Israel to Ai and had defeated Ai. And Ai was just another city almost exactly like Jericho. Walled up the same way, they'd never been defeated before, and Joshua and the children of Israel had defeated Ai. Then they went to Jericho and defeated Jericho, and the walls fell down to the ground flat. Amen? Amen. And so this king Adonai Zedek, he was afraid of Joshua. And then the people of Gibeon, another nation, another country, had come up and befriended Joshua. Now, if Joshua had come through and defeated the two most powerful cities in your country, and you was the king of another country, what would you do? Would you make friends or enemies with him? I believe this king at Gibeon decided, I'm going to make friends with Joshua. Now, this bothered Adonai Zedek because Gibeon was a mighty nation already. And now they had aligned themselves with the children of Israel. So he said, well, we just can't let this happen. We can't let them be more powerful than us. So he called the four other kings of the Amorites and said, you need to bring your armies up here because Gibeon had done sided with Joshua and Israel. We need to go up against them and defeat Gibeon and destroy them before they can join with Israel and make a mighty army that we can't overcome. So all these other kings brought all their armies to come up against Gibeon. And when they did, they all five gathered around Gibeon. They set up their camps and got ready to make war. And then when they got ready to make war, the king of Gibeon sent word to Joshua and said, Joshua, son, you got to get here fast. There's five armies surrounding us, and we're getting ready to take a whooping. You need to jump up here and help us. We need your help. Well, Joshua lit right out. We had done made a new ally. Lit right out and went to Gibeon. They were getting ready to make war. But I can tell you, Joshua didn't like the fact that he was getting ready to go up against five kings and five armies with an ally he'd never fought with before. That was enough to make him just shake a little bit. But God did something and said something to him that he had said a number of times before. In verse 8 he said, and the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. Not one of them will be able to stand in front of you. Not one of them. Now you know what it means to stand in front of you. You ever been getting ready to throw down in the playground? Or the parking lot?
What happens? You get up in each other's face. The kids like to, or used to like to say, they get up in each other's grill. Right? Well, God said it don't matter who comes, tries to stand up before you. It don't matter who tries to come up and get up in your grill, Joshua. I won't let them stand before you. I am your God. I'm going to take care of it. And the Bible says that God, did, when Joshua got there to fight with Gibeon, that God discomfited all of them. Amen? That he defeated them. And when they started getting defeated, they took off running. And when they took off running, God said, you ain't running away. And God sent rocks and boulders from heaven to come fall and land on them. And so that those that were killed by the rocks and the boulders was more than them that were killed by the sword of Joshua. Come on, somebody. That's the kind of God that I serve. Amen. He's there when you need him. You can stand upon his word. Praise be unto God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know about you, but I see that as you best not stand against God or somebody that God's got his hand on. You best not stand against somebody that God's got his hand on, and God had his hand on Joshua. God said, I ain't going to let nobody stand against you. You don't touch God's anointed and do his prophets no harm. You leave them alone. I can't tell you how many times I've had them come against me. And when they come against me, they come against me to try to destroy me. And when they did, they met destruction themselves. And God showed them, don't touch my man. Amen. And guess what? You are God's anointed just like I am. The enemy can't touch you either. Glory to God. Now some of us, we need our view of God transformed. We need to look at the kind of God that we serve. I love y'all. But some of us, the God that we choose to believe in is too small. Because some of us, we just don't believe that God's going to do what we need for him to do for us. Too many times I have heard, not just from Christian brothers and sisters, but from other preachers. Well, if all you can do is pray for me, don't even bother. I get worried about people like that. I get worried because I don't even know if they're going to make it to heaven. You ain't got no more faith that God can take care of you and God can provide for you. What makes you think he's going to save you out of your sin? Glory to God. They don't even have the faith and prayer for their own situations. Let me tell you something. I seen a quote the other day, and I want to read it to you. Heaven's oil flows through every wound of hell's hand. Ooh, I like that. Oh, come on now. Wherever hell gloats of victory, it'll grieve its own defeat tomorrow. That means wherever hell comes against you, and he's bragging, I got him, I beat him, I done this to him. Just hold on, because it's just today. Weeping may last for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. If hell comes against you, then tomorrow, whatever he's brought against you is going to turn against him and be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God shall prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He anoints my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Come on, somebody, glorify God today. My God, the God that I serve, he takes the attacks of the devil, attacks that should mean by all accounts my destruction, and he turns them into blessings. He don't just turn them into blessings, but he makes the devil stand there and serve the table at my victory banquet. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, your God might not be able to overcome your trials and tribulations. Your God might not be able to heal your body. He might not be able to fix your relationships. He might not be able to prepare or provide for your needs. But my God, shall thou supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. My God spoke and there was light. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, I'm not talking about God just said, all right, something's holding light back. Y'all quit holding light back now. Let there be light. God didn't do that.
That's right.
This is how powerful my God is.
Come on, man.
God, if you read the original translation, God said one word. Light.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
He didn't say light be. He didn't say let there be light. He just said light. And because he spoke it out of his mouth, it came into existence.
Yes. Lord.
It came into existence the way he was intending it to become into his existence. My God spoke and there was light. My God spoke and he created the whole earth in 6 days. Hallelujah. My God spoke in the chapter, Joshua chapter 10 and verse 12. My God spoke and the sun and the moon stood still for 24 hours. Hallelujah. He made the sun stand. Hey, he didn't just make it stand still. In the book of 2 Kings, Hezekiah needed a promise from Isaiah. And he needed to know that God was going to do this promise. And Isaiah said, well, what kind of proof from God do you want? He said, do you want God to make the sun move forward 10 degrees? And Hezekiah said, no, the sun's going to move forward 10 degrees anyhow. If God's going to prove it to me, I want to see him make the sun go back 10 degrees. And Isaiah prayed, and guess what happened? The sun went back 10 degrees. Hallelujah. They was looking at the sundial to prove it. They saw it happen. Glory to God. Glory to God. My God can flood the whole earth and save his elect. Amen. Ask Noah and his family. My God parts the Red Sea and 3 million children of Israel walk across not on the sandy mud, but they walk across on dry ground. Hallelujah. If you don't believe that, just ask Pharaoh and his army, because they found them at the bottom of the Red Sea just a couple of years ago. I've seen video of the chariots and the weapons at the bottom of the Red Sea. Not only did he part the Red Sea, but my God parted the Jordan River. He didn't just part the Jordan River. The children of Israel were getting ready to go over to the Promised Land. And at the season that they were getting ready to go over to the Promised Land, the Jordan always overflowed its banks. It flooded a massive flood. And they needed to cross over. God said, take the priest with the ark and let them step into the water. And when they step into the water, I'm going to make it part. And when God parted, he didn't just part the River Jordan. I want everybody in here to raise your hand if you've ever been able to stack water on top of itself without a cup. The Bible says that God stacked the water of the river on top of itself and allowed the children of Israel to cross the River Jordan, not on the muddy riverbed, but on dry ground. He took the water from between the grains of sand in the riverbed. Hallelujah. My God sent fire from heaven when Elijah called down fire to the 450 prophets of Baal, and he sent fire that wasn't just enough to consume the offering. He consumed the offering, he consumed the wood, he consumed the stones, he consumed the ashes, and he consumed the water, the 12 bottles of barrels of water that was poured in the moat. That's the kind of God that I serve. My God moves mountains.
Yes, he does.
You don't realize it, but you've seen proof of that yourself. Every time you read the news about a volcano erupting and the lava pouring down into the sea, that lava is that mountain. It's being spewed out and it's moving to the bottom of the sea. That's what God said. Speak to that mountain. God, my God fed 12,000 to 15,000 people with 5 biscuits and 2 sardines. The lad's loaf, where it says 5 loaves and 2 fishes, we ain't talking about loaves of bread. We're talking about loaves of bread. Barley loaves that are that big, 5 biscuit-sized loaves of bread. And when it talks about fish, it ain't talking about a largemouth bass. It's talking about salt herrings. About that big, like sardines. 5 biscuits and 2 sardines fed 12,000 to 15,000. Brother Mike, I ain't never seen 12,000 to 15,000. It said that God fed 5,000 men, plus the women and the children. You do the math. Amen. My God heals kidneys. Come on. My God heals cancer. Come on. My God opens blinded eyes. Glory. My God raises the dead. My God moves hurricanes around us when we speak. Glory to God. My God died on the cross. My God saves our souls. If the God that you serve can't do that, you're serving the wrong God. If the God that you serve can't give you enough faith to trust Him when you need Him, you ain't serving the right God. Amen. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." Amen.
Amen.
Somebody glorify him in this place. Somebody magnify him. If you're here in this place and you're fighting battles, your pastor's in the middle of battle. Two of them. These two big battles, if I come out on the wrong side of them, both of them can end me. But I know the God that I serve. Amen. I have seen him do the miraculous time and time again. Glory to God. Glory to God. The enemy is trying to bring things up from 30 years ago to destroy me. He's raising up enemies to try to destroy me in my ministry. He's trying to come against my finances. He's trying to come against my... He's trying to come against my peace is what he's trying to do. But you know what? I know the God that I serve. And it don't matter what the devil brings my way. If the devil is successful at bringing these things against me today, tomorrow, God will turn it into my blessing and make the devil stand there and serve it up. Hallelujah.
All righty. Go ahead, Virginia.
Hello, everybody. We're taking up prayer requests now. We're going to pray in just a few minutes.
Thank you, Father.
We are glad you came to our service today. And we'll start praying. We have one from Alicia Michelle Curran, which is a co-worker's infant son is in the ICU with kidney failure. Imagine if that was your son. You'd sure want somebody to be praying. Let's all pray for him.
Yes.
Or her. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to touch this baby. I pray, Lord God, that you would touch those kidneys. I pray that those kidneys be created in the fullness that God calls them to be.
Yes, Father God.
In the mighty
name
of Jesus, I pray that they work.
We thank you, Father God.
In the name of Jesus, enemy, I rebuke you.
Yes, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
I pray for the angels of the Lord to encamp about that baby's bed.
Power in your name. Yes, oh God.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank
this
you,
power
Father, for
in
doing
your
it,
name.
For taking care of it. Touch those parents, Lord God.
Yes.
Help them, Lord.
Give them
peace. Strength, Lord.
Lord.
And wisdom and knowledge,
give
Lord.
Give them hope, Lord.
And I thank you for touching those doctors,
in the
Lord,
name of Jesus.
Touching their
we
minds
you,
that they would be able to see what's wrong and that it be totally fixed in the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, we speak over those kidneys. By your stripes, they
yes,
are
Lord.
Healed.
Yes.
Come to life, kidneys, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I have a special request from a dear one that knows a person for mental healing. So, Lord, we lift up this person to
yes.
you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We ask you for the mind of Christ.
Yes.
The mind of Christ inside
yes.
of their mind.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Father
yes.
God. We bind confusion.
Yes.
We bind the lies of the enemy from
yes.
their mind.
Yes.
We bind, we tear down every stronghold of the enemy from their mind in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Every stronghold be pulled down in Jesus' name. Everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Lord, and let them have the mind of Christ. Heal their mind, their soul. And let them have your mind, O God. Let it be regenerated by the word and spirit of God. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I tell you, he's an on-time God. He is an on-time God.
Thank
you, prayer, when we pray, it touches him.
Yes.
And the word says he's no respecter of persons. That means if you come to him and ask him into your heart, pray, talk to him, he'll take care of it every time.
Thank you,
I
Lord.
I cannot tell you the times I have prayed
Amen.
And watched him take care
Amen.
Of things that I've needed to have done.
We live on answered prayer, don't we?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's true. I used to go in to see a lady we did prayer meetings there, me and my first husband. And I'd say, Miss Mary, how are you? Miss Mary would say, I'm living on the prayers of the saints.
Amen.
You can live on them, honey.
Amen.
There's a lot of things you can't live on in this world. In fact, I doubt that there's anything that you can live on in this world. But if you look to Jesus
Amen.
And pray to him, you can live on them
Amen.
Prayers.
Amen. He answers everyone.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, he does.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Faithful. He's a faithful God. Faithful
Hallelujah.
Father. Thank
Praise
you, Lord.
Praise God. Well, that's all the prayer requests that we have today.
Yes.
And, come out and be with us. We would enjoy having you. We're just regular old country folks serving a God that can.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Our services are at 10 o'clock. Sunday school's at 10 o'clock. Our morning worship service is at 11 and at 6 o'clock tonight with fellowship in the fellowship hall right after church. And then we have Tuesday night starts about 7:45. Come and be with us. God bless you. Have a
Amen.
Good afternoon.
We love you.
That's the kind of God that I serve. My God is a great God.
Amen.
My God shall supply all my need. My God shall supply all my God shall supply all my need.
Amen.
According to his riches in glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say again.
Send the cows.
Send the cows.
Send
the cows. Send the cows. Send
the cows.
Send your cattle. Let us sell them for beef steaks.
The beef
steaks. When the price of beef right now, let us sell them steaks. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Praise God. We got one more thing to do, saints. Let's have that sinner's prayer together. Let's show that five-finger prayer. If you're watching by live stream or listening by radio, this is what we do at the end of every service. To give someone an opportunity to come to salvation, to accept Jesus Christ and repent of their sins. It's a five-finger prayer that I've taught children for 30 years, 27 years anyway. And each finger represents a part of that prayer. If you will repeat after me with your thumb, you say, Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
You were raised again on the third day.
You were raised again on the third day.
Come into my heart and forgive me.
Come into my heart and forgive me.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, hope for the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.